Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masachet Chulin, Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Bet. About to take a look at the next Mishnah, which is the beginning of Mishnah Vav. We're going to see the first two segments of Mishnah Vav here. Kasher b'para pasul be'egla, kasher be'egla pasul b'para. Para here is a reference to para duma. Egla, of course, is the egla arufa, which is used for the ceremony when there is a victim of a homicide, and we know neither his identity, or more importantly, the identity of the perpetrator, and it is found in a rural environment. Now, Tan Rabbanan, we'll see what it means that the para and the egla are disjointed to each other. Tan Rabbanan, para bishchita ksherah barifa psula. Now we find out it's about the method of killing. A para must be shechted, cannot have arifa, which is breaking the back of its neck. Egla barifak shara b'shchita psula. That is the opposite. Kasher para pasul b'egla, kasher b'egla pasul b'para. That's our Mishnah. Now, tehei para, this we've seen before. Tehei para kshara barifak mikal v'chomer. So now, we're going to use the fact that egla, which does not have shchita, has arifa, to be kal v'chomer for para, which does have shchita, should certainly work with arifa. Ma egla shuluk shara b'shchita, shara barifa, para shuluk shara b'shchita enodin, Shukhshara ba'arifa. And as I mentioned in the introduction to this series is playing upon the fact that there are two different kinds of relationships between areas of halakha. There is a telescoping relationship and there is a parallel relationship. The telescoping relationship is one in which different components of the halakha are seen as subsets or subexisting within a larger context. And therefore, when the world of Nizikim, for instance, or Kinyanim, we say, well, if this works over here in an area which is less universal, it should certainly work here with the more universal one. And that's a valid kal v'chomer. In parallel halachot, which is chiefly in areas of isur, of ritual, each thing has its own system. And kal v'chomer will not inform, neither will any other exegetical method inform, what should be valid in system A, inferring it from system B. But here we are attempting to do that and to say that now the egla rufa, the para should be valid by rufa. The answer is amar kra v'shachat. The Torah says in the context of para duma v'shachat, it also says chukah, famously, zot chukah ta'torah, meaning b'shchita in barifa lo. And what we're assuming here is that the word chukah means this is the way it is, it can be no other way, and that is shchita. The problem is that that's not just not true about the word chukah. And here we have to clarify that there are two different kinds of indispensability. There's indispensability of acts, and there's indispensability of methods. Chukah always indicates an indispensability of acts, which means all the things mentioned here must be done. They are indispensable. But that doesn't give you indispensability of methods. There still may be other methods that can come to substitute for the method here, which are inferred from elsewhere. And that's what we're trying to block here. It's a very simple way of saying the same thing. Just because it says chukah, does that mean that we do not infer from another system additional methods to perform this act? It's not true. Famously, Yom Kippur is called chukat olam. And nonetheless, v'tanya v'yasau chatat, when the Kohen Gadol puts his hands into the Goral, that makes which one is a Chatat, Lashem, and which one is Lazazel. HaGoral osa Chatat, ven Hashem osa Chatat. Only the Goral defines that and not his declaration of calling it a Chatat. Shiachol Valodinu. I might have thought that via Kal v'chomer that the Shem should work. Why? Umab makom shelo kidesh HaGoral. Nowhere else does a Goral work. Kidesh Hashem, and everywhere else Hashem works. Makom shekidesh goral, and din shekidesh Hashem. Tamalom asah uchatat, goral asah chatat, ben Hashem asah chatat. Meaning, matamad chatav rachmanav asah uchatat. The only reason that I don't accept the kal v'chomer is because the text blocks it. Halavach nashin kal v'chomer. I would have learned the kal v'chomer, even though it says chukah, which means I may say that all of these actions are indispensable, but I may find alternate methods for those actions from other places via kal v'chomer. So the answer is the answer now of why a para cannot have arifa is not rooted in the para; it's rooted in the egla. Miet rachman agabe egla harufa v'zot barifa v'ein acheret habarifa. In the context of the Egla, it says Hagla Ha'arufa. And the idea is this is the only one that is killed that way. And now, to tail it off, we finish this business, which is maybe an Egla should be valid by Shechita. Same kind of inverted Kal v'chomer. And as Rashi points out, this is a repetition of the word arof. First of all, this is the first one, and then it refers to Egla ha'arufa. And we have a general rule in the world of Kodshim, which is Shina la bakatuv lakev. When the Torah repeats something, it makes it indispensable. And even though Egla Rufa is far away from the Mikdash and is hardly Kodshim, nonetheless, it is a considered like the world of Kodshim because of Kapara, Kapara Ktive Kodshim. The last pasuk in that parsha is Kaper Liamcha Yisrael, and therefore we apply this rule of Kodshim Shina La Katuv Leakev. Okay, the second part of Mishnah Vav, Kasher BeKohanim Pasul Bilvim, Kasher Bilvim Pasul BeKohanim, and we are not really clear on what this means. We'll find out in a moment. Tan Rabbanan, Kohanim B'Mumin Psulim. Now we find out. Kohanim become invalidated due to physical defects. B'Shanim K'sherim, but if they grow old, they're still valid, meaning they don't have a year, an age, at which they're blocked out. Levim is the opposite. B'Mumin K'sherim B'Shanim Psulim. They're valid if they have a disfigurement, but they are invalidated at an age. And that's the background to our Mishnah. How do I know any of this? Meaning, how do I know about the Levim? The Tanur Banan, Zot Asher Lalvim. This is the Kiddush HaLevim. In Parshat Balotcha, Matamu Lamar. What is that referring to? Levi Shenemar, Men Chamishim Shana Yashuv. He has to come back from working as a Levi when he's 50. Solomon Levim, Shashanim Poslim Bahem. That's what Zot Asher Levim. This is the rule of the Levim. They have to come back at 50. Now, Yachol Mumim Poslim Bahem. I might think that Mumim are also invalidate Vedinu. Think about this. Umah Konim Shen Shashanim Poslim Bahem, Mumim Poslim Bahem, Vim Shashanim Poslim Bahem, Rodin Shiyo Mumim Poslim Bahem. Kohanim are not affected by years, but they are affected by blemishes. So certainly, Levim, who are affected by years, certainly it seems like their threshold is higher. They have to be more perfect, so they should be cut up by Mumim. Talmud Lomar, Zot Asher Lalvim. That's why it says Zot Asher Lalvim, meaning Zot Lalvim and Acher Lalvim. There's only one thing that invalidates a Levi, and that's years. Yachol Yu Akonim Psulim Shanim. Now flip it. Maybe Kohanim should become invalidated when they reach a certain age. Again, Valodinu Ma, Levim Shein Mumim Poslim Bayam, Shanim Poslim Bayam, Kohanim Shem Mumim Poslim Bayam, Odin Shah Shanim. Shiyu Hashanim Poslim Bayam. Talmud Lomar Asher Lalvim. Zot Asher Lalvim, meaning the rule of years only applies to Levim. V'lo Asher LaKohanim. Kohanim are not invalid by years. Yachol. Now, that's all the perfect picture for that we have that backs up the Mishnah. But there's an important asterisk on our Mishnah. Yachol Af V'Shilo Veto L'Mimken. Maybe Levim also get invalidated at age 50 when the Mishkan has been settled in Shiloh or Nushalayim. Talmud Lomar Lavor Avodat Avodah V'Avodat Masah, that the Levim are been drafted in order to carry things. Lo Amarti El Bizman Shavodav Katef, meaning only when they are carrying things is the 50-year limit in, which means once the Shiloh was built, we're finished with that, and Levim can work until they reach old age. Now, parenthetically, talking about when Levim start, Katuv Acharomer Men Chamesh V'Asim Shana V'Mala, they start when they're 25. Katuv Acharomer Men Shloshim when they're 30. So we have a contradiction. They practice for 5 years. They come at 25, and they learn for 5 years, and then they do avodah. Interesting implication of this. That if a student has studied for 5 years and has not been successful, and whatever it may be, he's not going to be successful. He's not cut out for that. 5 years is the apprenticeship period. Rabbi Yossi Omer, so we get that from the Tanakhama, gets that from there. Rabbi Yossi Omer Gimel Shanim. He says, no, we should see if a student is faring well after 3 years, and after 3 years he's not, send him back. Shinemar, Ulegadlam Shanim Shalosh Lamdam Sefer Lashon Kastim. This is talking about the lads, Mishael Hanan Azaria, who were studying in the court, and they were raised there for 3 years, and they were studying the language of the Chaldeans. So that's a model for 3 years. So Tanakam will say, well, that's an easy thing to learn. So that only needs 3 years, but regular learning needs five, meaning it could be that your breakthrough will be in year four or five. And the other one will answer, Rav Yossi will answer, that learning the Avodah, that's much more challenging. That might take 5 years, but regular things should take 3 years, like Lashon Kastim. Okay, Tan Rabbanan, Kohen Yishiyav Ishtei Sarot Ad Sheyazkin Kasher LaAvodah. So the minute the Kohen becomes a halachic adult, until he's old, we'll see how old is old, he can do Avodah. Mumin Poslin Bo. And of course, any physical disfigurement will invalidate him. Ben Levi men shloshim v'yad ben chamishim kasher l'avodah. A Levi is from 30 to 50. V'shanim poslim bo. And the only thing that validates him is years. B'medvar m'moyim bo'el mo'ej b'midbar. This is only in the midbar. The only thing that can validate a Levi once we're in Yerushalayim or Shiloh is if his voice doesn't work. I'm Rav Yosei. Mikra. What's the pasuk to support the idea that his voice is critical, his singing voice? It should be that the Levim should be able to sing as one voice, right? And there you see that if they can't sing, if the fellow's tone deaf or the fellow lost his voice or whatever it is, then he's invalid. Now, ad sheyazkin, we said that a coin is valid ad sheyazkin, ad kama, when's that? Am Rabbi Ila, am Rabbi Chanina. Notice it's Rabbi Chanina. Ad sheyirate, till he starts shaking. Now, tranatam, we have a Mishnah. And it says, Baal Keri Shtavah Veloi Til Maim. If a Baal Keri, meaning somebody who had a sexual emission, he had relations, and the next day he goes to the mikvah, but he had not yet urinated. So he, Veloi Til Maim, Lech Shiatil Tameh. The minute he urinates, he's Tameh, because we assume that there's still some Shechvat Zera there. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Becholeh Uvezakein Tameh, Bielon Uvarib Tahor. If he's somebody sick, or he's somebody who's old, then he's Tameh. But if he's a young, healthy person, then he's tahor, because we assume everything came out beforehand. Now, yelad ad kama, so till when is he considered not yet old, so that according to Rabbi Yossi, he does not have to go to the mikvah again. Vila Rav Chanina, again Rav Chanina, quoted by Ravila, kol she'omer al raglo achat v'choletz min alo v'noel min alo. Anybody who could stand on one leg and take off and put on a shoe on the other leg. That level of dexterity and of balance is needed to be called yelid, and is not yet zakein. Amrul Rabbi Chanina, so the same Rabbi Chanina who authored this opinion, said, he was able at the age of 80 to do that. Amr Rabbi Chanina, and Rabbi then he said, Chamin v'shemen sh'shachtani imi bialduti and amduli beitzignuti. The hot water and oil that my mother rubbed on me when I was a young kid, that's what saved me in my old age to be that healthy. Okay. Tan Rabbanan, Nitmalez Kano, when a person's facial hair fills in, Rawilo Soch Tleach Tzibur, he could be the agent for the community, with the Rebbe Fenativa, Lisad Kapav, and Dubrechad Kohanim. Meimata Kasher Lavodah, but at what point, which is earlier than this, can he do Avodah? Shavishte Sarot, the minute he has two hairs. Rebbe Omer, Merani Achiv at a stream. Rebbe says, no, I think he has to be 20 to do Avodah. Ravchista, my time to Rebbe. What's Rebbe's reason? Dichtiv, and by Cheni, it says, that the Levim were stood up, Levim, notice, at the age of 20 to oversee the work of the building of the house, the rebuilding. Now, Ve'idach, what's the answer? The Natseach Shani, the Tanakama, who said, you only have to be 13, said, yeah, to oversee, you got to be 20, but to just do the Avodah, you can be 13. The only problem is that Pasuk says Levim, doesn't say Kohanim. The answer is Shurban Levi, Hasurban Arba Makomot, Nikru Kohanim Levim. There's 24 places in Tanakh where the Kohanim are called Levim. Zechad, what's his proof text? HaKohanim HaLevim B'nei Tzadok. Problem is, of course, in all those places it calls them HaKohanim HaLevim, and in our Pasuk it just says HaLevim. Kind of difficult. Okay, Tanu Rabbanan, Ish Vizarachal Adorotam. The Torah says that any Kohen in future generations who wants to come bring a Korban, etc., if somebody is a katan, he's not an ish, can't do avodah even if he has no mum. So what's the point at which he can do avodah? Really, from shtei sarot he can do avodah. But the other kohanim don't let people do avodah until they're 20. Some people think that last statement was authored by Rabbi, who said it has to be 20. And therefore, the Rabbanan would say that there's absolutely nothing wrong with him doing avodah at the age of 13. And Rebbe is the one who simply says, yeah, but they wait until they're 20. V'ikadamri Rebbe lepsul d'Rabbanan. Rebbe would say there's actually a psul d'Rabbanan if you do avodah before 20. For Rabbanan, and that statement of saying that the Kohanim don't let him do avodah till he's 20, that's Rabbanan. Certainly, the avad, the avodah is k'shera, because that would then follow Rabbanan. So the question is, who is the author of the statement that the other Kohanim would not let him do avodah until he's 20? Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up with more of Mishnah Vav as we continue in this series of the disjointed parallels. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.